the Lord in prayer. And Brother Chris, will you lead us in the word of prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we just want to give thanks again in this service, Lord, for the blessing that we have to come back out to your house tonight. And Lord, I pray that we'd all collectively be able to just set aside those things that might easily beset us in our service tonight and just set our hearts and minds and affections on you for a little while. Lord, as we're so thankful for the blessings that you send our way, we're so thankful for the wonderful rain that a lot of places have received today.
Yes.
Lord, we just want to honor you and praise you. And Lord, we pray for Brother Daniel as he will come later to bring our message. And Lord, I pray that our hearts will be wide open
yes,
to receive
Lord.
The message that you have for us. And Lord, when it comes the time of invitation, that we will move as you lead.
Yes.
And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing another here. Look at page 139 at Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring for my Lord's crucified, knowing not the
He's still in the saving business. He's still in the healing business. And just about the time that the devil will get us down and thinking that God's not going to do any more, the devil's proved to be a liar one more time. Love each one of you today, and I'm glad you're here. And I appreciate you making this your service tonight. You could have gone anywhere tonight, but we're glad that you're here tonight. And I want to tell you tonight, if you're here lost and undone without God, there's been some folks that's found Jesus dear to their heart.
Amen.
And if you're here tonight and you're lost and undone without God, you can find him dear to your heart tonight. And you can be the best thing that ever happened to you. I've told the church before, I'm a little bit leery of suggesting things are telling people about something that I think's good, because I'm afraid about the time they try it, it won't be as good as I described it to be. But I'm gonna tell you, Jesus Christ, I don't believe I've ever been able to preach him as good as he is. I don't think I've ever been able to lift him up as high as he's needed to be lifted up today. I recommend him to everybody. I believe today that he's the answer to any problems we have in America. I believe he's the answer to the problems in this world today, Brother James. A lot of folks will say, preacher, our problems go beyond that. They don't do it today. If we'll humble ourselves and cry out to God, and we can convince our leaders to cry out to God, amen, I believe God will make a difference. Oh, what mercy he has on us here in this country and throughout this world. But I love each one of you today. I want to read just a passage of scripture, and I'm not going to preach. I'm looking forward to Brother Daniel coming here in just a few minutes. But over in the book of Luke, in the 7th chapter, Jesus had gone through a spell here where he had done some healing, and he had done several miracles, and people were astonished at what he had done. And in the 16th chapter, it said, in the 16th verse, it said, and there came fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John shewed him all of these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And when the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, and how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached. And I thought about here when these men, these disciples of John came and they asked him, I thought Jesus didn't immediately tell them these things, but he was in the midst of healing folks while they come and ask him. And he didn't tell them that, yes, I'm Jesus, I'm the Messiah, but he said, you go back to John and you tell him the deaf are hearing and the dead are raised, amen, that the lame are walking around. And if that don't tell him who I am today, nothing will. And I believe with all my heart that when they went back over there and they told John these things, I believe John realized that his work was about done. He was very close to being beheaded. But I'm going to tell you, I believe that a peace came over him. And he said, this is the Messiah who I was sent to be the forerunner before, to preach of his coming. John just wanted to make sure that that's who he was. And I'm telling you, today, I want us to go around and tell them folks that we know somebody that can heal the sick today, that can make the lame walk and the blind see. He can take and raise the dead back to their feet. And he's saving souls that are dying on a road to a devil's hell today. I believe the news that he sent those disciples to tell John, I believe today that you and I ought to be going around to everybody we know,
right,
telling what Jesus has done for us.
Amen.
And what he is doing today. I love each one of you today. Appreciate you being here tonight, making this your service. Appreciate all our preacher brethren being here tonight.
Yes.
Appreciate these from Robin Hill, from Brother Daniel's home church where he pastors at. I appreciate our home folks. There's not a person here I don't appreciate.
Yeah,
I love each and every one of you. And I want you just to mind God. Lord met with us last night. Give us a wonderful service. Give us a wonderful service today. But this is a new service. And I told the church, I said, just because it's the last night, let's don't throw in the towel, but let's go one more time and throw out the lifeline. Amen. Because there's still folks that need to be saved. Amen. I'll turn it back over to you, brother.
Amen. Everyone look at page 162. 162, Living by Faith.
In his great love,
his great love.
From
got another one here.
We couldn't turn your eyes upon Jesus before we quit singing.
We can. We'll have to get the... I think it's in the green book. We can do that. We can do it. It's in the blue book. Yeah, we'll get a few of those books out. We can do that. Look at page 345 at the bottom. Where could I go?
We got a few folks in the, that can sing a special tonight. I know Anna Grace, that she... I think, or you got one you can sing? Wonderful. And if anyone else has one you'd like to share, by all means, we'll do it. I think Kim may have one. She's praying about it, but I think she may have one she can sing.
Amen. Brother Wayne, See, I love the Lord.
Amen.
That song that we sang, you know, I thought I had saved a long time ago. But a few years back, I had to come to the Lord. And He saved my soul. And I mean, the fact is, it's a guarantee you know when He's saved. And I doubted it for a long time, and I know for sure now.
Amen.
I'm happy to be saved.
Amen.
Smile on your face. Amen.
Lord, impressive on me, a song to sing, and I was like, you know how bad my voice can be sometimes, so it'll just have to be in his time. And then we were sitting at lunch, and I was talking to Hillary about a song she had asked for, and Kayla, and I just wanted to make sure it wasn't the same one, and she said, don't you sing this song, you know, she's going over it. And she named the person I knew. I said, I am not talking to you right now. I said, so I guess he's giving me the confirmation, but y'all just have to bear with me. What service we had last night. Sweet service this morning.
Yes.
Talking about putting out manna and then all the young ones that were saved and the older ones that were saved and making sure we're their strength behind them.
Sure.
We got to feed them. We got to know. It just made me realize that I myself have got to do a better job even for my own grandkids. But, this song is called Come Jesus Come. And please don't stay in your seat if you feel the need to come.
Come Jesus, come.
Pray for Brother Daniel.
God bless you. Blessed to be in the Lord's house tonight. I appreciate you for coming this way. I realize tonight that maybe a little bit different, a little bit unusual of what sometimes we would expect, but I'm thankful that when folks have needs in their lives that we know where to take them. And I'm glad tonight that no matter the need in your life, that the Lord's able to help you. And I'm thankful that He'll meet us, amen, and He'll help us. It was a long ways for me to get to Him, but I'm glad He came to me.
Amen.
Amen, and I'm glad that God will continue to do that tonight. If I was ever halt between two opinions, I probably am tonight, and I ain't got more settled. A lot of times I get more settled as I go get closer to this hour, but it just seems like I've diverged further and further from it. And so I'm just going to read a few verses, and I might just read these and be done tonight. And I don't never, you can't never tell how it might go with me tonight. I'm praying the Lord to help us and ask you to pray for us for a few minutes. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, as you're turning that way, it's good to see all of you that are here tonight, and thankful for you coming to be part of the service with us. It's good to see these from Robin Hill that are here with us tonight. I think there's been somebody from Robin Hill here every service, and so we greatly appreciate you for your efforts and coming to be with us. Several preacher brethren, preachers that I count you my friends, and you're with us tonight. We appreciate you for coming. It's good to have Brother Justin, Sister Raquel with us. I know that she'll probably get mad at me for calling them out, but they're dear friends of ours. We don't get to be in meeting with them very often, and we're very thankful they thought enough of us to come be in meeting with us tonight. 2 Samuel chapter number 6 and verse number 1. And again David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave the new cart, and they brought it up out of the house of Abinadab, which was in Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark, and David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. And when they had when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Abedom the Gittite, and the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Abedom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Abedom and all of his household. Let me just stop reading there. I'll no doubt go further in these verses if the Lord will direct us and allow us to go in these ways. And it might take me a long time to get there, but I'm willing to wait on Him if He's willing to come by tonight. So if you pray for a few minutes, we know here that David called for the ark of God to come from Abinadab's place or his house there and to bring it back to the city of David where it should have been. I had to make sure this was right, and as best we can figure out, I think it is right. Amen. If you go back and read in 1 Samuel chapter 7, we find that the children of Israel go out to battle, amen, against the Philistines. They lose the Ark of the Covenant during that time. And when they do, remember, Eli dies and his sons die. Samuel's established as the prophet. But whenever the Philistines send the Ark of God back to the Israelites, they send it on a cart with two
cows, I guess the best way to say it is. And they sent them back in that way, and they came back to Abinadab's place, and that's where the ark stopped. And it was confusing to me, and I still ain't got my mind wrapped around the how that the ark of God stayed there at Abinadab's house through the time that Saul was king, and through all of that time. But here David figures out that something's missing. He needs to get it all right. He needs to get the ark of God back where it is. Let me say this tonight, just try to be quick in the message. I sure wish tonight that the people of God, amen, and check up and see if we're right with him or not. Amen. I realize tonight that it's a lot different than it was last night, and you might not love me like you did last night, but I just don't get to pick them. Amen. If I could, I'd have picked something else tonight. But I sure wish that we'd really search our hearts, amen, and look and see if we're right with God and if we're where we need to be. I'm afraid, amen, that sometimes in our lives that the Spirit of God's left us, amen, not just filling our heart like it should. And yet we're none the wiser. We ain't paid attention, amen. And I want you to know, if you do a good checking up, amen, in your life, you'll find, amen, exactly where you are with God. Why? Somebody said, well, I just don't know if I'm pleasing to God or not. Well, that's a lie. Amen. You ain't know exactly where you are with God. Amen. He speaks to us. Amen. And when we get out of the will of God, he sends, amen, his conviction into our lives, even those of us that are saved, by the grace of God, to remind us and to let us know we're not in favor with the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, well, Brother Daniel, this sure is a bunch different. Why it is, amen, tonight. And if I can lose sight of y'all for a little bit, why, things will get better, amen. But David said, I got to get this right. I got to get the ark of God back over where it's supposed to be. Why? Notice what he did. The scripture says, when he got down there, he took Ahio and used and told him to take a cart with him, amen. Don't you know something? I don't think, and maybe this might not be right, but I think it was David's plan all along to come back with a cart, amen, or else he'd have took four Levites, amen, up down there to get on the four corners of the ark, amen, to tote it back home. I'll get there in a minute. Just pay that attention to me. Notice how David decided to bring back the ark of God. It was very similar to the way that the Philistines decided to send the ark of God back. Don't you know some of the word of God in Proverbs says, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. And God, I'm afraid there's too many of God's people trying to serve God like the world, amen, and they've not separated themselves from God, from the world. Realize tonight that it's not popular, amen, in our lives, but that's exactly what David did. Amen. David said, well, maybe it worked for the Philistines. I'll just take a cart. And it did not work, amen. And it cost Uzzah his life. I wonder how many of us, amen, are causing destruction and death because that we failed to follow God and we ain't got things right in our lives. God forbid that we mislead somebody, amen, let them go in a different direction. Don't you know something? We need to get on the corners of the ark and tote the load, amen. If I had a message tonight, it'd just be that. It's time to tote the load, amen. There ain't no shortcuts on God tonight. I'm afraid that me and you's tried to shortcut. We've tried to do what we can, maybe just a little here and a little there. The scripture says that of the disciples, there's one that was a lunatic that was brought to the disciples, and they couldn't heal him, and so they brought him on to Jesus, and can you do something with him? Your disciples couldn't do nothing, amen. And when they said that, he healed them that day. And the disciples said, what's the matter? Why couldn't we heal him? Amen. And the Jesus said this, amen, it's because you're unbelief. Amen. He said, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can this mountain be removed and it go to the sea, amen. And he said, this power, amen, does not go out except by prayer and fasting, amen. I'm afraid we've tried to shortcut, amen, do it our way instead of doing it God's way. Have you shortcut God? Somebody said, well, here we are on Wednesday night of revival. Surely we're where we need to be. Well, the Lord, I'm afraid there's some of us, amen, that's been riding the waves, amen. I ain't trying to be ugly about that. Somebody said, do you know something about that? I sure do. Amen, I know exactly how to do it. Amen, I'm pretty good at it. Matter of fact, I was good at it at one point in my life. I just do enough to get by. Amen, just do enough. Just so that I felt like I was maybe where I should be, but I was far from God. And I'd come into the church, and the church would shout the roof off, and I'd maybe slip my hand up, and I'd try to pull a cart, and the cart wouldn't work, amen. Don't you know something? You may say, look around and say, everybody else has enjoyed revival, but you tried to have revival by pulling a cart instead of getting up the load and toting a corner, amen.
Amen. God bless.
Scripture says David was wroth over that thing, but he had no reason to be wroth. Amen. He was mad. He said, now God, you should have done that. Yeah. Amen. But you know what? That argument didn't go far for him, did it? Amen. I can imagine that God just reminded him, David, you know how that the ark's supposed to be carried. The scripture says, you can read it there in the book of Exodus. Maybe it's around chapter number 25. Where did he say it? That they were to make these golden rings that would be on the four corners and staves or poles to go into those rings. And the Ark of the Covenant was to be carried by four Levites. Amen. They all walked in unison. Amen. Together carrying the Ark. Somebody said, I don't guess they had to be in lockstep. I think they was. Amen. I believe that every step one took, amen, the next one took. I believe they went in. I'm talking about synchronization. I'm talking about they were nothing about them that was out of step. Amen. Don't you know something? Some of us have got out of step, amen. We're the worship of God, and we found it don't work, amen.
Amen.
You can't serve the Lord pulling the cart. Amen. You can't please God trying to do it your way, or what you've decided to do for yourself, instead of going the way God wants it to go. Somebody said, well, I bet that cart was faster. Hey, ask you if it's faster. Ask David if it was faster. Amen. Everything shut down right then and there. David went to having to repent, amen, of that situation. Yeah. I tell you what, it goes better. Brother Scott, when we get out of the way, we just let God have his way, amen. And I'm afraid that I've got too many thoughts. You say, oh, Daniel, you just preaching to everybody. Let me just preach to myself for a minute. Amen. I got my ideas. I think how things need to go. Amen. And sometimes I thank God. Amen. I allow my mind and my thoughts to get in the way of God's way. Amen. That might have been the problem for the afternoon. I told God all afternoon that this wasn't no Wednesday night meeting message. Amen. But it's just all a fella down. Amen. You've been trying to pull up the cart. Amen. Hey, you're a good puller. You got a lot of strength, you know. You're good at that. But I tell you what, there's something different about a man, a woman, boy, or girl that can get lockstep with the church, amen, sure, and go marching, amen, in a step and moving forward in the power and might of the Lord, amen. David blessed, excuse me, God blessed David when he did it right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Those Philistines is in bad shape. They're just trying to do whatever they can do. Get around that old ark. It had messed them up. It had tore their lives up. And all it was trouble to them. Yeah. So, Brother James Earl, what they did, they just did the best they could do. Yeah. Amen. They just put that ark on the cart, amen, and sent it on its way. Amen. And it did go on its way. And I believe that it was God's work, amen, that allowed that thing to end up over there at Abinadab's house. Amen. I believe the Philistines, they said, just whatever you do to get rid of this, get rid of it. Amen. But I want you to know that God's people know how to handle God's things. Amen.
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 There's some folks in the world that don't know how to respect the house of God. Amen. You say, well, God might strike them down for that. He might or he might not, but I tell you what, he'll cut me off if I do. Because I know better, Brother James.
Sure.
That's right.
Maybe that might should be the message. You know better. Amen. You know how you're living ain't how you're supposed to be living. You know what you're doing ain't really right with God. Amen.
Bless you.
But yet we just pretended. Man, I've tried to dance around it. I just ain't a good dancer. Amen. We just think that we're right with God, but we ain't. Amen. We decided that we'd do it our way instead of God's way. Amen. But I tell you what, God said, turn it on the corners. Amen. God said, get rid of that old cart. Do away with that. Amen. So that you can really get close to the ark. Amen. And the scripture says that when they took that ark toward Bethlehem, toward the city of David. Amen. When they went that way toward Jerusalem, I believe that they all celebrated and shouted together. The cart went out running everybody because the men were marching and the people of God were in sync. Amen. And if you're out of sync, it's just like a bad note on the piano. Amen. I appreciate these that have played. They got such good talent. I mean, if I went up there and banged around for a while, you'd say that don't sound too good. Amen. You know why that is? Because I don't know how to play the piano. I never put all that time and work it. Somebody said, well, you reckon you can play? I probably could play the piano if I was willing to dedicate a whole bunch of hours, a whole bunch of time. I could probably peck around a little bit. Amen. But you know what? That sounds about like God. About us and God. We're willing, amen, to strike out a chord as long as it's a song we want to sing. Amen. But I tell you what, when God says, play my song and sing my song, we're hot. A lot of times we say we'd just rather sing something else. Amen. We got cut off from God's what we've done. I'm afraid some of us don't even know it.
Yeah.
Right. What I don't understand, maybe everybody else was scared of David, but I can't imagine that somebody didn't say, hey, David, look, this ain't how you're supposed to take the ark.
Yeah.
This ain't how you're supposed to tote it. Mm-hmm. Y'all ever thought about that? I mean, like, whose idea was the cart anyways? I don't know. I know that David blessed off on it. He put his stamp of approval on it. Hey, I tell you what, God's people ought to be careful what we put a stamp of approval on.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful that. Hey, I know that you ain't the last one that's come out of Robin Hill, but I bet that Robin Hill wasn't worried about it when we put our stamp of approval on you. Amen. But I also believe that you walk a little straighter because you know there's a stamp on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know I'm glad. I'm still concerned about having a right relationship with the church.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
New Bethel sent me out years ago now. I tell you what, when I walk in over at New Bethel, I don't want them dropping their head.
Amen.
Amen. I want them to be like, well, yeah, we sent him out, but he ain't the same fella that he was when we sent him out.
Yeah.
Shame on me if that's ever. Hey. Would some of y'all put duct tape on my mouth if I get out of the will of God and make a fool of myself and I start bringing a reproach on the church? Would you just come, hey, you know where I'm at, amen? Would you come catch me and say, we got to go to the backside of the property and you'll have a word or two? I know you will, amen? I got no doubt about that. If I step up, get out of line over there at Robin Hill, amen, I believe them deacons be the first ones, amen, to say, hey, we ain't using no card around here.
Amen.
That hits a little hard, doesn't it? I'm afraid we've traded our manual labor for an automated cart. Amen. But they ain't no trading toting the ark. Now then, think back. I'm going to try to close. I know that this ain't what y'all wanted this evening. It's just what you got. But have you ever been in a meeting maybe or done something, been close to the Lord, and man, your heart fluttered up? And I mean, just really feel like you're right where you're supposed to be with God. You're walking right where you're supposed to be. I'm talking about in fellowship with the Lord. I've been there not as many times as I should be there, but I've been there a few times. I can imagine that might have been what that Levite felt like. He might have said, well, you know, I ain't too good at making sacrifices. That's their job. Hey, they're just making sacrifices all the time. He said, yeah, I just ain't as good as some of them fellas at it. They said, hey, we need you just to walk. He said, hey, I can do that. You mean that if I pick up this corner with these other three men and I just put this on my shoulder and I just walk, do y'all tell me to quit walking, that that's pleasing to God? They said, yeah. He said, you mean I ain't got to have no special talent? Hey, man, I ain't got to be somebody's son, you know, or somebody's daughter. I can just walk. He said, yeah.
Bless you.
He got that thing up on his shoulder.
God bless you, Lord.
He got comfortable under the load.
Yeah.
He said, and I could just imagine that every step he made, he said, I'm just pleasing the Lord. This what I'll tell you what, somebody said, I'll be out front. I'll be sure that I'm the one dancing like David was, you know, and all of that stuff. I'll tell you what, just put me on the corner. Amen. If that's what the Lord wants, just put me on the corner. Amen. Let me walk, Brother James. Let me just walk, Brother James. Let me tote the load for the Lord. Amen. Let me do what I can. Amen. So that somebody might see that mercy seat. Amen. And realize that Jesus is the Savior in my name.
What was they toting?
Y'all, what was them four Levites toting? They were toting where God met with his people.
That's right.
I realized that when they got the tabernacle all done up, you know, that it was behind the curtain. Everybody couldn't get to it. But when they were in transit, it was out there in the open, I reckon. Y'all know it any different? I don't think they covered it up. I think they just toted it. And that old boy said, well, I might not never get to the holies of holies, but I can tote where Jesus is.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I can tote where God meets with his people. You might say, well, I'm not no preacher, Daniel. You sure do think you're somebody. I really don't. Amen. I'll probably come across that way, but I really don't. I realize that I'm the least tonight. But I want you to know something. I am satisfied tonight. If the Lord tells me to get on the corner and tote it, I'll be glad to tote it with y'all. I tell you what I ain't interested in. I ain't interested in toting it 3x3. Amen. Or by 2. I'm looking to tote by 4. And I sure ain't interested in you getting on the corner if you ain't interested in toting. I ain't looking to drag nobody.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Ain't amazing tonight that we'll think we're right, but what we'll find out is that we're doing it wrong. Amen. But I want you to know something. The Lord knows our heart.
Sure.
Don't he?
Sure.
And he knows the intent of your heart. I'm going to use Brother Kyle for a minute, and he might get mad at me, but I don't think he will. He asked me, it's been probably months, maybe a year ago or so. He said, hey, I want to put this by you, make sure I did this right. And when he told me what happened, I said, hey, was you doing it the best you could do? He said, yeah. I'm sorry. I said, was you doing it just like you thought it was supposed to be done? He said, yeah. I said, was you trying to protect the church? Amen. And protect the goodness of the church and the righteousness? Yeah. I said, well, you did it right.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I ain't real worried about the letter of the law. Amen. Because the letter will kill. Mm-hmm. Amen. But I tell you what, I'm looking for some folks that's ready to get their heart right with God. And they don't care, amen, about who's on the other corner from them. I'll tell you with any of y'all, amen. I'm glad to. I'll be thrilled to. Amen. But I tell you what, some of us says, hey, if so-and-so ain't a preaching, I ain't a going. I smile, say that.
Yeah.
I won't get off on that tonight. Tonight, I'm afraid that we've allowed our hearts to get far from God, and we didn't even know it. We've realized we thought we was doing right, but the Lord's trying to straighten us up. Y'all remember whenever your kids was little, they'd do something wrong. I don't know how y'all was. Maybe I was a softy. I had girls, you know. Maybe I was too soft. But at least at the first round, we didn't come with the belt right to the beginning, you know, with the timeout or the whatever. But if they did something wrong, like I'm trying to be like, hey, like that ain't the right way. Let me show you the right way. Then if they're doing it wrong after that, then there's probably punishment after that. I want you to know something. A lot of us, if we'll just listen to the Lord, He'll lead us and guide us in the right ways.
Sure.
But if you've got your head so set strong that you're going to use a cart, God can't do a whole lot with that.
Right.
But if you're willing to listen to the Lord and Him say, hey, I got a pole for you to put in here, and I want you to talk to this one and this one and this one, and I want y'all to go together, and I want y'all to work together to accomplish the will of God. Hey, I'm a lot more interested in going with folks than going by myself. I've been out by myself too many times. And I'm not talking about out by myself on my own because the Lord didn't have me out there on my own. I'm afraid there's been some of them times, Brother Bobby, that the Lord, they just put nobody out there with me and I was by myself. Amen. But I want you to know I prefer four.
Yeah. God bless you.
Amen.
God did not intend for you to be a Christian all by yourself out on the island and not never be in the church. But God created the church for me and you because He knew we needed it. And He knows that we need to walk together.
Yes.
And when we do, when we walk together and we move together in sync and we're step for step together, the gates of hell can't prevail against the bride of Christ. Let me close with this tonight. The book of Revelation, down toward the end, maybe it's chapter 22. Scripture says this. He says that the Spirit saith come, and the bride saith come. Amen. Then He said, whosoever will, come. Let him that's athirst, let him come and drink. Amen. I want you to know something. When the Spirit goes to saying come, and the church, the bride of Christ, gets together, and they're all in unison saying come, they nothing stop the bride of Christ. Amen. Hell, the devil and all he can do, and he will. He'll come at every corner.
Sure.
He'll come at every attack. But I want you to know something tonight, that if you'll plant your life in the church and you'll press forward with the church, you'll find a corner.
Yes.
You'll find somewhere to take. And you'll find a work to do. Somebody said, well, I ain't going to do nothing unless I do what I want to do. I'd get fixed for that. You know, I'd just look for whatever God's willing to let you do.
Yeah.
I'd do that. There's a fellow at Robin Hill. He was here this week. But I can count on him just about every Sunday that he's going to be there. He's going to get the doors unlocked. He's going to get everything up and going. And here I come in on two wheels. You know, a lot of times I'm just a blazing in, but everything's fixed. I reckon Brother Kim just took that as his job. I'm sure that that's what he does.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know what he'll do? I'll come walking up. Maybe y'all seen him last night. And he'll have this grin from ear to ear. And even when I'm discouraged and I don't know what I'm doing and I'm worried about preaching, I can't be discouraged. Because he'll say, hey, I'm glad to see you. He'll hug me up real tight. Love on me. And I'll get to feeling better.
Sure.
Amen. You say, you mean that the Lord could just use me smiling and it could be a help?
Sure.
Amen. Get on your corner. Amen. Tote the ark. Get up. Just leave the cart somewhere else. That's the worldly things.
Yeah.
That's what the Philistines did. David said, well, we'll shortcut this thing. God said, I'm sorry. No shortcuts. Tonight, if you've been trying to shortcut God, there's no shortcut. Amen. The only way to have power with God is through prayer and fasting, seeking God, putting Him first, dedicating time to Him, all of those things. That's what it takes. Some folks just naturally good at certain things. Hey, there ain't none of us that's naturally good at being a Christian. Not one of us. Because we're all in the flesh.
Sure.
Amen.
Right.
And the sainted, our sainted mothers and fathers that went before us, we hold them in high regard. It requires the same thing out of us today that it did out of them.
Yes.
But tonight, you took the ark. You don't have to
shortcut God, because he won't shortcut you if you don't shortcut him. He will pour out in your life. Come get us a verse of invitation song tonight. I want you to know tonight that God can do a work in your life. There are no shortcuts tonight. Stand with us. I'll sing a verse of invitation tonight. God's a working and he's used your life, and he will, but it'll take the same thing that it's always taken in your life. Amen. And it'll take that dedication to the Lord, getting right with him. Hey, you might say, well, Daniel, I think I'm doing all right. Just check up. Amen. God will let you know exactly where you are with him. He don't just let you out there and just ramble around and say, oh, we're just going to let you do what you want. He said that if you're his, he'll correct you.
Yes.
Right? And he'll draw you back to him. Amen. And he'll bless your efforts if you'll make your efforts for him tonight. Sing me, get ready.
564.
There's no shortcut tonight. You need to tote the ark. You need to get on your corner. You need to do your part tonight. How about it tonight? Come on, one sing.
I am waiting.